tell me a little bit about what the Multicultural Leadership Program is.
Sure. The Multicultural Leadership Program is a local nonprofit. We are in our 10th year of leadership development. So every year we take a cohort of local leaders who would like to improve their leadership skills. And July through March, they have mentors, they work on community projects, and they develop a lot of skills and network to become better leaders at work, in the community, and at home.
So every year, like you said, they choose a project. And what are this year's projects that you're working on in the class?
Sure. And I'll tell you, they don't actually get to choose the project. We assign it to them, which sometimes is an interesting challenge. So based on the assessments we do, we assign them to teams to be as diverse as possible. Then meanwhile, we have a team of volunteers who takes requests for proposals from local nonprofits and selects a diverse group of projects. So this year, the nonprofits we have are 261 Fearless, Home Sweet Home Ministries, Salvation Army, and the Vladimir Canterbury Sister Cities Association.
First off, how did you select those four organizations for this year?
The team of volunteers that we have that does that, they're called the Community Involvement Team, and it's made up mostly of alumni from the program. So they look at the proposals and look at what fits in nicely with our September to March timeline, because these get submitted in June. So it's something that would work nicely in September to March. Work with a team of 4 to 5 individuals and make an impact in the community. So something that would be sustainable. We also look at diversity so that in 1 year, for example, we don't have 4 plans that are all fundraising. So we want to have a variety of plans each year or projects each year.
So let's get into those projects a little bit. So first off, 261 Fearless. Can we talk a little bit about who this is and what this group does?
Yes, 261 Fearless is a small local nonprofit that I was not familiar with till we got the proposal. And the name comes from the woman who was the first woman to sign up for the Boston Marathon. And that was back when the marathon was only for men. And she went by her first initial, so that's how she signed up for the race. And when one of the race organizers learned there was a woman in the race, he actually tried to physically pull her out of the race and rip her number off of her. And so that's the significance of the 261. That was her number. And incidentally, she ended up really winning over this race organizer, and they became friends. But she started this international organization called 261 Fearless, or it's named in her after her, which is empowerment for women based on running. So it's not a running club that is necessarily for competition. It's not to be the fastest, but it's to bring women together through the empowerment of physical activity.
So then what is going on in MCLP in order to support that organization?
Well, this is an international organization, and locally we have a small group that is trying to grow their organization. So we thought this would be a great opportunity for our team to help them look at a marketing plan. So to look at who's in the club, what draws them to it, look at potential membership, develop a marketing plan so that we can grow this. So we know there are a lot of opportunities for exercise and running in this community, but this is a specific one designed to really empower women who maybe not be comfortable otherwise, may not be used to running, maybe going through a life change. So that's what that's about.
Awesome. Now, our second group here was the Home Sweet Home Ministries organization. And obviously, Home Sweet Home Ministries is pretty well known, but can you get into a little bit of the specifics about maybe what they're looking to improve in their organization?
Sure. And we've actually done projects for them before. This particular project is helping with Mission Mart. So many of you may know that Home Sweet Home Ministries has Mission Mart, which is a place where anyone can donate items. They are sold, and those funds go towards supporting the homeless shelter. They are wanting to look at for special items that might have a unique value, higher value, doing an online auction for those. So what this project team is doing is researching what platforms are available, what's the feasibility. And because, as I talked about, we always want to have sustainability, they're looking at what structures does Home Sweet Home have in place, or would they need to have in place to make it a sustainable plan. If they create an online auction, then how could that be carried out to help the Home Sweet Home Ministries organization really get the maximum out of the donations that they receive?
Salvation Army is another organization that's pretty well known. So on the Bloomington Normal level, I know the project plan here says that they are hoping to develop a training video. Can you talk a little bit about what this training video would do?
Sure. They have a food pantry where families or individuals can come and get food on a regular basis. And that food pantry has one employee who actually happens to be an MCLP alumni, but it really counts on volunteers to run. And the issue is that if the one staff person is training volunteers, she can't get her work done. It's sort of that vicious cycle we have in nonprofits where we need volunteers, but we also need the capacity to train them. So what that project team has done has gone through the training themselves, gone in and learned how to put together food baskets or bags, however those are. And then they are working with some professionals to create a video training plan so that volunteers will be able to come in and watch a training video, and it will really minimize the staff time so that it can be an efficient use of local resources to help other people, to really increase the number of people who can make use of that food pantry.
Now, the last organization, was it Vladimir?
Vladimir, I am told. The Vladimir Canterbury Sister Cities Association. And this is an organization. It's a trio of cities, Vladimir, Russia, Canterbury, England, and Bloomington Normal. They have a sister cities organization or association that has gone back. I should have looked, but I think it's decades. And they've done medical exchanges. They've had international high school student exchanges. All sorts of individuals who go back and forth between the communities to really help strengthen those ties. Because when you understand people in a country on a personal level, it's not just, ooh, the scary country you hear about in the news, but really get to know the individuals one-on-one, then it really helps promote world peace. So with this organization, they are helping the organization to develop a fundraising plan so they can increase those international exchanges. And I believe that up until now, the funding from that has been, I believe, some from Bloomington and Normal, but then also from the membership fees. And so this will be developing a fundraising plan so they can really increase that.
We talked about all of these organizations and the work that the class is doing for this year's Multicultural Leadership Program. How are they gaining leadership experience in these roles?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because in the classroom setting, they meet twice a month and they have classes on everything from emotional intelligence to systems thinking, change management, all sorts of leadership topics. A big one that they really like is crucial conversations. But what happens is when you go back to your workplace, it can be kind of awkward to try out a new skill. So crucial conversations, it's a specific strategy you can use in a difficult situation. So when I went through as the director of Faith in Action, if I wanted to go back to work and say, I'm going to try a crucial conversation on you, that's just very awkward and not natural. But in your project team, because you are specifically placed with people who have very different decision-making styles than you and backgrounds than you, when you run into conflict, you can say, all right, let's pull out our book and try that crucial conversation. So it's a safe space. It's sort of an incubator for people to practice those skills that they're learning in class.
After graduation, how do you hope that this project impacts the lives of the classmates?
So there are so many ways that the Multicultural Leadership Program makes a difference in our community. Through each of the nonprofits, we hope that the work that the teams do will continue to enhance their work and help them to be more effective. In addition, our alumni, we have 217 alumni right now who are serving on nonprofit boards all over the community, and those who've moved away are serving around the U.S. We have actually four people right now running for local office who are alumni who've just taken their skills and they're going to do that. We have people who are better leaders at work and getting promotions. And interestingly enough, we hear repeatedly that people, their families say that they're better because of the skills that they've learned through here, just how to work with people better and how to lead. So really, it's a real ripple effect that we get from the program.